4:55 p.m. The refs wave the flags and that's the ball game. Riders claim the Labor Day Classic rematch for the first time since 2018 with a 21-13 victory. 4:54 p.m. Winnipeg is on their 34-yard line with no time on the clock. Stivaler avoids the pressure and rolls out, throws it downfield. Campbell gets the interception at the Riders' 16. Campbell's huge pick. Tavon Campbell does it again. A week after sealing the deal in the fourth, he comes up with another clutch interception against Winnipeg. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/IgeZinklo. CFL. At CFL. September 6, 2025. 4:50 p.m. Lowther comes in for a 35-yard field goal and it's through. He's 5-for-5 on the day. 21-13 Riders with 14 seconds remaining. 4:48 p.m. Myers makes a catch over the middle to get down to Winnipeg 35-yard line. Stevens comes back in and runs for a few and we're down to 33 seconds left. 4:47 p.m. Pass interference call by Holm on Johnson gets ball down to Riders 39. Stevens checks in and runs for a couple of decent gains to get to midfield with 1:30 remaining. Robustelli's huge catch on the previous drive. Joe Robustelli breaks away for a huge gain. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/hun0tillums. CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. 4:43 p.m. Riders interception. Strevler is hit by Carney as he throws, Thurman tips it, Campbell snares it and the Riders get the ball back on their own 27. 4:39 p.m. Couple of runs by Oliveira and Strevler in Winnipeg is into Riders territory at the 48. 4:37 p.m. Pass deep to Robustelli is nearly intercepted but goes through Holmes' hands. Lowther has a 33-yard field goal and hits his fourth of the game, 18-13 Riders with 5:01 remaining in the game. Here's Robustelli's nice catch and run on the last drive. Joe Robustelli with some serious yards after the catch. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/439NKKGAL. CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. 4:32 p.m. Harris airs one out for Ajew and he draws the pass interference call at the Winnipeg 28-yard line. Two plays after starting on their own 1-yard line and the Riders are in field goal range. 4:30 p.m. One play and Robustelli hauls in a catch to the sideline for a 48-yard catch. Riders out of danger on their own 49-yard line. 4:28 p.m. Castillo ends up with a 48-yard field goal attempt and misses wide right. Alford runs it out and narrowly misses disaster after running back into his own end zone to avoid a tackle but gets out to the one. Riders will have a 109-yard field to drive with 9:13 left in third quarter. 4:25 p.m. Pass to Oliveira gets Winnipeg over midfield and to Riders 46. 4:19 p.m. Incomplete pass to Johnson and Riders have a 41-yard field goal attempt, it's good, and Saskatchewan has their first lead of the game 15-13 with 13:38 to play in the game. 4:16 p.m. Robustelli a nice catch and run to get down to Winnipeg 33, Riders in field goal territory. Coach Mace challenges for pass interference. Play stands, Rider ball at the 33. 4:12 p.m. Riders string a few plays together and to Winnipeg 50 after a 14-yard catch over the middle by Myers to close out the third quarter. 4:09 p.m. Bombers drive stalls at Riders 43, Castillo has 51-yard field goal attempt. It's wide left, Alford runs it out to the Riders 33. 4:06 p.m. Pass to sideline results in huge hit by Sales on Wheatfall. Sales goes down with an apparent injury, looked like knee-on-knee contact. He walks off under own power. Here's the huge hit. Decide for yourself if that's roughing the passer. The hit on Zach Caleros resulted in roughing the passer after O'Shea challenged the play. Caleros left the game, and we await word on his status. Hashtag Bombers, hashtag Riders, hashtag Banjo Bowl pick.twitter.com/16MTC8VM72. Darren Bauming. At Darren Bauming, September 6, 2025. 4:01 p.m. Oh. My. Goodness. Revis comes in unblocked off the blind side and absolutely blasts Caleros, who fumbles the ball and doesn't move for a few seconds after the crushing sack. Fumble recovered by Rose at the Winnipeg 20. Bombers challenge and win roughing the passer call for helmet-to-helmet contact. First down Bombers on own 48. Strevler into game for Caleros. 3:58 p.m. Winnipeg gets the ball back on own 35 after the kickoff. Willett's touchdown. Extra effort from AJ for the score. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/ek9v8kakujim. CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. Fields interception. DeMarcus Fields steals it. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/9xfcqz3uc. CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. 3:55 p.m. Touchdown Rough Riders. Willett drags a tackler into the end zone for Saskatchewan's first major of the game. 5 plays, 27 yards, 2:50 off the clock, game should be tied but Lowther missed the convert. 13-12 Winnipeg with 6:34 left in third quarter. 3:52 p.m. Harris runs for the first down at the Winnipeg 5. 3:51 p.m. Johnson makes catch over middle. Harris runs for 3 yards and Riders are in the red zone. 3:50 p.m. Riders interception. Fields steps in front of Wilson and picks it off, runs back to Winnipeg 27, Saskatchewan in business and in field goal range to start drive. 3:47 p.m. Drive gets up to Riders 45, including a great leaping catch by Johnson that was called back due to a penalty, but that's where it stalls. Riders punt, Winnipeg gets ball back on own 29 with 10:20 left in third quarter. 3:49 p.m. Second half kickoff is in the books. Riders get the ball on own 31. Here's Neild's big catch. Tommy Neild down the field. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/A3MountainBifu4C. CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. 3:21 p.m. Pass over Mida to Aju goes through his hands, bounces off a Bomber defender and is nearly intercepted as it drops to the turf, but falls incomplete. Lowther had a 35-yard field goal and it's good, 13-6 Winnipeg at halftime. 3:20 p.m. Huge pass for 34-yard gain to Neild gets Riders down to Winnipeg 27 with 3 seconds remaining. 3:18 p.m. Riders interception. Caleros goes deep for Wilson, gets ball back to Sask 49 with 36 seconds left. 3:15 p.m. Incomplete pass and completion for no gain and Riders are punting again. Bombers get ball back on own 26 with 54 seconds left in half. 3:12 p.m. Great pass defense on deep pass to Dembski and stuffed run sees Winnipeg punting. Riders get the ball back on own 35 with 1:46 left in half. 3:10 p.m. Riders get up to Winnipeg 53 before drive stalls. Winnipeg gets ball back on own 26 with 2:28 to play in first half. 3:05 p.m. Penalty calls back first down run by Caleros. Short pass to Mitchell and it's a 34-yard field goal attempt, which is good. 13-3 Winnipeg with 3:11 to play in the half. 3:03 p.m. Pass over middle to Dembski for 45 yards and Bombers are again in field goal range at Sask 26. 2:58 p.m. Passes to Myers and Neild fall incomplete and Riders are punting from own 48. Winnipeg gets the ball back on own 26 with 7:50 left in the second quarter. Here's Willett's big run on the last drive. Get off me. AJ Willett breaks away from multiple defenders for a big gain. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/C0X0EA0NO. CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. 2:54 p.m. Bombers touchdown. Riders nearly get to Caleros again but he scrambles for the first down and Winnipeg is at the Sask 24. Next play Wilson catches a pass at the 17 and goes the rest of the way for the major. 6 plays, 70 yards, 3:28 off the clock. 10-3 Winnipeg lead with 9:44 to play in first half. 2:50 p.m. 2 runs by Oliveira for a first down and a 23-yard pass over the middle to Dembski and Bombers are in field goal range on the Riders 39. 2:46 p.m. Aju appears to have a first down catch on second down but drops the ball and after a review it's ruled incomplete. Riders have a 20-yard field goal attempt. Lowther puts it through the middle. 3-3 with 13:36 remaining in first half. 2:42 p.m. Catch by Johnson for 11 and Riders are in the red zone at the Winnipeg 14. 2:39 p.m. Willett gets to the outside and evades a couple tacklers before cranking off an 18-yard run to get down to the Winnipeg 30. Riders are in field goal range and going for more after an Anderson 5-yard run to the Bombers 25 as the first quarter ends. AJ's leap. AJ Airlines. What a hurdle from the Saskatchewan running back. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. At SS Crow Riders vs. Blue Bombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/RH81TWVMB4 CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. 2:36 p.m. Willett hurdles a defender to get 9 yards. Stevens plunges through the line for first down. Riders' drive continues at own 49. Here's the interception. Intercepted. Redha Kramdi goes up and takes it away. Hashtag CFL game day. Spiral calendar. Rough Riders vs at WPG_BlueBombers live now. Canada. TSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/9E5ETDP41A. CFL. At CFL, September 6, 2025. 2:32 p.m. Riders nearly get to Caleros on second down, forcing incomplete pass. Castillo hits 39-yard field goal and that's points off the turnover. 3-0 Winnig with 3 o'clock remaining in first half. 2:31 p.m. Two long passes to Dembski and Wilson and Bombers are in field goal territory at the Riders 34. 2:27 p.m. Bombers interception. Willette has a couple of decent runs to get up to Sask 44. Pass over middle to Johnson is picked off by Cramdy and Winnipeg gets the ball back on own 35 with 5:55 to play in first quarter. 2:22 p.m. Good gracious. After Wilson first down and Oliveira stuffed run, Riders blitz on second down and darn near everyone gets home. Carney gets the 9-yard sack and Winnipeg punts from own 37. Riders get the ball back on own 26. 2:18 p.m. 1-yard run and a short pass to Robustelli gets close to first down, but 2 yards short, and Riders punt. Winnipeg gets ball back on own 27. 2:14 p.m. Oliveira has a nice 14-yard run, but a short run and incomplete pass that was nearly intercepted and Winnipeg is punting from own 53. Riders get the ball back on own 20. 2:11 p.m. We're underway and Winnipeg gets the ball at own 33 to get things started. 2:09 p.m. Winnipeg wins the toss and are taking the football to start the game. Kickoff is moments away. 1:31 p.m. Winnipeg started the day as a 1.5-point favorite, which turned to a pick'em, which turned to a Saskatchewan 1-point favorite. Regardless, Luke is taking all the money and everyone else's money and putting it on the Riders. 1:06 p.m. It's going to be a bit of a cool one in Winnipeg, but not too bad, 15°C under mostly cloudy skies, with a 30% chance of showers. Winds shouldn't be too bad, 19 km per hour out of the north-northeast gusting to 31 km per hour. Not a bad September day for football. 12:57 p.m. It's safe to say the Rough Riders haven't had a lot of luck in the Labor Day Classic rematch over the last decade, with Winnipeg having won the last 9 matchups. Curse gets snapped this afternoon. 12:13 p.m. It's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, it's the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, it's the second most popular game of the regular season, it's the Labor Day Classic rematch from Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg. The Rough Riders come into the game with a 9-2 record and remain atop the West Division and entire Canadian Football League. Winnipeg is 6-5 and sits in third place in the West. As every fan in the province remembers, the two teams put on a barn burner last week in the Labor Day Classic, with Saskatchewan holding off Winnipeg's big play offense for a 34-30 victory in front of the largest crowd to witness a game at Mosaic Stadium. The shoe will be on the other foot for the two teams this time around, as Princess Auto Stadium has been sold out for weeks for this game, and the Blue Bombers fans promise to bring the noise much like Rider fans did last weekend. The Riders Broadcast Network pregame show with Tegan Witko, Justin Dunk and Wes Cates is currently underway, with Dave Thomas and Luke Mullender having the game call at 2 p.m. The Rough Riders depth chart. Saskatchewan's lineup remains largely intact after their win last week, but the one position that did see a change has taken a bit of a hit in recent weeks. Kosi Onyeka will get the start at safety after Jackson Ford was ruled out with a knee injury late in the week. Mitch Picton comes off the one-game injured list to fill Ford's Canadian spot and will back up Tommy Neild at slot back. Trevor Harris starts at quarterback and has completed 214 of 291 passes for 2,914 yards, 19 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. His 116.8 quarterback efficiency rating remains the best in the CFL. Running back A.J. Willette is third best in the CFL with 158 carries for 802 yards and 4 touchdowns, while Keyshawn Johnson is fourth in receiving with 60 catches for 839 yards and 3 touchdowns. Dante Myers isn't too far behind with 44 catches for 725 yards and 6 majors. Linebacker Jameer Thurman tops the team with 61 tackles, while Malik Kearney and Micah Johnson have 6 sacks apiece. Roland Milligan Jr. and Tavon Campbell each have 4 interceptions, with the latter sealing the Labor Day Classic with a pick last week. The Blue Bombers' depth chart. Winnipeg took a bit of a pounding physically last week and see 5 changes in their lineup, none bigger than receiver Dalton Schoen. Considered one of the league's top receivers when he's healthy, Schoen tore an ACL late in the Labor Day Classic and is now out for the season. Zach Caleros gets the start at quarterback and has completed 188 of 252 passes for 2,132 yards, 13 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. The Bombers' offense usually revolves through running back Brady Oliveira, but the dual rush receiving threat had only 5 carries for 24 yards and 5 catches for 30 yards last week. He's ran 103 times for 574 yards and 3 touchdowns this season, while also catching 41 passes for 380 yards. Nick Dembski leads the receiving corps with 52 catches for 754 yards and 7 touchdowns. Linebacker Tony Jones tops the team with 73 tackles and is tied with defensive lineman James Vaughters for the team lead with 3 sacks. Defensive back Evan Holm leads with 4 interceptions.